mesmo. There is something within every human being that is restless, that is a bit anxious. There is something within every human being that is unfinished, that hungers for completion, that yearns for peace. It's the very way we're made. It's the very nature of human beings to carry within themselves that bit of restlessness. And that restlessness is nothing more than the desire of the creature for union with the Creator. In the first letter of John, the author says, no one, absolutely no one, has ever seen God. Our God is invisible. Our God is beyond our sight. Our God is beyond the touch of our hand. Our God is beyond human imagination. And yet there is within the human person this anxiousness, this hunger, this deep-seated desire to see God. And throughout all of history, God in ways has sought to demonstrate his mercy, his power, his goodness, his creative energy, his gentleness, his graciousness toward human beings, toward all of creation, in signs and in wonders. And in the last moment, in Jesus of Nazareth, in the humanity of Jesus of Nazareth, God becomes visible to human beings. In his humanity, Jesus of Nazareth is the human face of the living God. And that's what Jesus wants his disciples to understand in the gospel passage today. These are words in St. John's gospel that he speaks to those disciples at the Last Supper, just hours before he is to die. It's the last time he speaks to them. It's his last will and testament. When a person is about to die, and they have something to say, they do not waste their breath on saying unimportant things. They use that time and that energy to say what is most important to them. Jesus says to his disciples, if you see me, you see my Father. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The traits of Jesus of Nazareth are the traits of God. Jesus says, I do not speak my own words. I only say the words that God has given me to say. The words of Jesus of Nazareth are the words of God. If you want to know what God looks like, if you want to know how God acts, if you want to know what God wills, then look to Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus is the sacrament, the physical presence, the human presence of the living God. And so in Jesus of Nazareth, we see a God who is so powerful, so great, that he can raise from the dead. And yet we see a God who is able to weep deeply at the death of his friend Lazarus. We see a God who is so powerful as to cure illness and disease. And we also see a God who is an infant child born in a stable, fleeing the land of his birth because of those who sought to kill him. We see a God who walks the roads of the countryside and the streets of the city, a God who is compassionate and merciful, a God who is welcoming and does not exclude, a God who refuses to be violent and embraces the peacemaker. In Jesus of Nazareth, we see God. And that's the message that Jesus is giving to those disciples the night before he dies. I am the sacrament, the physical, tangible presence of the living God. And then Jesus says to his disciples, if you believe this, if you accept this, then you yourself will do the works that I have done. And in fact, you will do even greater works than I have done. You will do the works of mercy, the works of welcome, the works of healing, the works of inclusion, the works of nonviolence, the works of freedom, the works of truth, the works of honor. You will do the works that I have done, and even greater than that. Well, that's our vocation as disciples of the Lord. And that's precisely what this world needs, is a community of disciples who do those works. That's exactly what our city needs, is disciples who do those works. That's exactly what is saving, is the presence of Christ in the mystical body of Christ, doing the works of God, making the compassionate love of God present among us. That's our job. It was the job Jesus handed on to those disciples 2,000 years ago. And it has been the job that has been handed on to believers in every generation thereafter. Weekly, as we come to this table, as we come to this altar, you and I are drawn more deeply into the sacrament of Jesus Christ, into that physical, tangible presence of the living God. And you and I are called, united to Jesus, to be that presence in our own world today.